Dictation for Veronica Alexander, February 363, addressed as a letter to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, 4631713. Dear Dr. Holmes, consultation Mrs. Alexander with progressive renal failure. She's been exposed to anti-inflammatory agent Celebrex in a daily basis for at least 3 years in relation to rheumatoid arthritis, follows with specialists in Lansing, has been on methotrexate. She discontinued 1 to 2 months ago, and now they are trying Enbrel, E-N-B-R-E-L-L. Sister died complications of methotrexate for also rheumatoid arthritis in the recent past with liver and kidney abnormalities. She complains of diffuse joint and muscle pain. Also has arthritis for what she takes Tylenol. Frequent nausea but no vomiting dysphagia. Well controlled reflux on Prilosec. Prior irritable bowel syndrome, but presently bowels are well regulated without diarrhea, constipation, or bleeding. She has frequency nocturia, although she is thirsty all the time and drinks a lot of liquids. Minor degree of incontinence, but no infection, cloudiness of blood. Denies kidney stones. She has numbness on the feet, midfoot to toes. No claudication symptoms, no discolor of the toes, no major edema. Mobility is restricted, has obesity, has chronic dyspnea, denies purulent material hemoptysis, denies the use of oxygen, denies chest pain palpitation syncope, has a sleep apnea but unable to tolerate CPAP machine, denies orthopnea PND, some bruises of the skin, but no rash, no headaches, no bleeding nose gums, has no teeth, wears dentures, headache in the recent past without associated symptoms, does not check blood pressure at home, in the office apparently okay. Next paragraph, the past medical history for rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, fibromyalgia, diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, reflux, and hiatal hernia, never had an EGD. History of deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism in relation to complications of knee surgery. This is 2003, University of Kentucky. Was anticoagulated for a short period of time without recurrence. She denies coronary artery disease, TIS stroke seizures, no liver disease. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding or blood transfusion. Next paragraph, surgeries including surgical correction, left-sided hip dysplasia, 9 months old, multiple procedures left knee, gallbladder appendix, hysterectomy including tubes and ovaries for pre-malignant condition, did not require chemotherapy or radiation treatment, also right-sided rotator cuff. Next paragraph, denied smoking alcohol. Next paragraph, family history of kidney disease, sister recently died, apparently complications of rheumatoid arthritis, methotrexate, liver, kidney problems. Mother did have kidney cancer, no chemo. Next paragraph, reported side effects to Dilaudid, anti-inflammatory agents Feldene, F-E-L-D-E-N-E, Vibramycin, V-S in Victor, I-B-R-A, Vibramycin, and adhesive tape. Next paragraph, tracing medications, aspirin, duloxetine, Buspar, Lipitor, Sirtec, Lyrica, Celebrex, metformin, Advair. Escitalopram, escitalopram, metoprolol, lisinopril, Vistaril, iron, Prilosec, sulfasalazine, Lasix, of the methotrexate to start Enbrel, Enbrel. Review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam. Weight 218, 63 inches tall, blood pressure 122/76 on the right, 133/88 on the left. She is alert, orientation 3, no respiratory distress, normal eye movements, normal speech, no gross neck masses, no palpable lymph node, thyroid, no JBD, lungs clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, no major edema, non-focal. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries. In November, normal A1C, folic acid, B12, low ferritin at 44, iron saturation was not done, has high triglyceride, other lipid profile within normal limits. Back in July, creatinine 1.26, GFR 48, in March, 1.16, GFR 53, November last year, 0.9, GFR better than 60. Normal electrolyte acid base, normal albumin calcium liver testing, glucose in the 130s, 140s, anemia 10.3, large red blood cells, lightly representing the methotrexate and sulfasalazine, with a normal white blood cell and platelet, normal neutrophils, lymphocytes, normal vitamin D 125, no albumin in the urine less than 30, prior normal thyroid, I want to report a CT scan negative for pulmonary emboli. This is March 2024. Incidental small hiatal hernia. A left-sided thyroid lobe nodule. Aspiration was done, as far as I know, no malignancy. A prior stress testing, normal, no ischemia, no infarction, normal ejection fraction, and this is from January 2024. A prior CT scan angiogram abdominal aorta, this is from 2021. Fatty liver, minor increase of spleen, prior gallbladder surgery. Renal arteries, no stenosis. normal lower extremity arteries. An echo 2024, moderate mitral regurgitation, enlargement of atria, grade 2 diastolic dysfunction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, progressive renal failure, likely related to exposure to Celebrex for a number of years in a daily basis. Blood test will be updated. She needs to stop Celebrex. She follows with you and rheumatology for her multiple sources of pain. Presently off the methotrexate to start on Enbrel. Remains on sulfasalazine, Tylenol. You might consider a low dose of tramadol. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. We'll update chemistries for potassium electrolyte, acid-base, calcium, phosphorus, nutrition, anemia, and parathyroid abnormalities. Prior anemia and macrocytosis from medications as indicated above. Update urine to see if there is any activity for blood or inflammatory cells. There is no albumin in the pus. Same lisinopril. Underlying diastolic type congestive heart failure, mitral valve disease. Only to discuss with the patient, further to follow, end of dictation,